If the blues don't kill me, Lord, I'll never die. Had a dream last night when I rolled back in bed. Had a dream last night when I rolled back in bed. What'd you dream, boy? I dreamed last night that the woman I loved was dead. Well, how you know she's dead, son? I went to the graveyard and looked down in her face. Lord, I went to the graveyard and looked down in her face. I said, the Lord knows I love you, but I sure can't take your place. The blues so bad, I can't sleep nor eat. I got the blues so bad, I can't sleep nor eat. I just walk around like a policeman on his beat. When I get gone, don't you hang crape on my door. Lord, when I'm gone, don't you hang crape on my door. I won't be dead, I just won't be around no more. On down to the depot, take my rocking chair. Going down to the depot, take my rocking chair. I'm gonna sit right down, I'm gonna rock on the way from here. Some people tell you that the worried blues ain't bad, but they're bad fools. Now some people tell you that the worried blues ain't bad. Well, it must not have been the more worried blues they had. I got the worried blues, I got no heart to cry. Got the worried blues, I got no heart to cry. If the blues don't kill me, Lord, I'll never die.
Well, there are obviously some live recordings of Bill Monro and Doc Watson, which means that the quality of the recording is not what you'd sort of like to have to play on the radio, but the quality of the music is fine, and I loved hearing Doc's finger-picking stuff there. He's just very relaxed when he's playing, and I suspect that was Merle doing some backup guitar with him there. Hope you enjoyed that. Sort of, I try and get a bit of bluegrass, bit of old-time music, everything in there, and that's in fact what I've done with this next track. In year 2000, the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou came out, and it in some ways people say it took the world by storm. Well, it didn't take bluegrass pickers by storm, but they just loved seeing music that they enjoyed featured in a movie, and it's a delightful movie, wonderful actors, and Dan Tominski achieved fame by being the voice of George Clooney, of course, and all sorts of crazy things happened in the movie, but always in the background there's some neat old-time music, and one of the great tunes was Harry McClintock doing the Big Rock Candy Mountain, and I really enjoyed his version of it. The song has been adapted and changed in later years. John Hartford's done a great version. Bill Ives did a great version. In fact, lots of people have done a great version of the Big Rock Candy Mountain, and I even learned it myself with banjo accompaniment, and really enjoy playing it. Lots of verses. This idyllic story of a tramp who's come to this wonderful place called the Big Rock Candy Mountain, where everything is in the hobo's favour. And Harry McClintock wrote this song based on older songs from way back, and he'd been performing it for years before he recorded it, about 1931, I think he recorded it. But it's very much old-time music, but it's a great song. So listen closely to the words, I'm sure that you'll enjoy it. Big Rock Candy Mountain.
Sun went down and the jungle fire was burning. Down the track came a hobo hiking. And he said, boys, I'm not turning. I'm headed for a land that's far away beside the crystal fountains. So come with me, we'll go and see the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, there's a land that's fair and bright, where the handouts grow on bushes and you sleep out every night. Where the boxcars all are empty and the sun shines every day on the birds and the bees and the cigarette trees, the lemonade springs where the bluebird sings in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, all the cops have wooden legs and the bulldogs all have rubber teeth and the hens lay soft-boiled eggs. The farmer's trees are full of fruit and the barns are full of hay. Oh, I'm bound to go where there ain't no snow, where the rain don't fall, the wind don't blow, in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, you never change your socks, and the little streams of alcohol come a-trickling down the rocks. The brakemen have to tip their hats, and the railroad bulls are blind. There's a lake of stew and a whiskey too. You can paddle all around them in a big canoe in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. In the Big Rock Candy Mountains, the jails are made of tin, and you can walk right out again as soon as you are in. There ain't no short-handled shovels, no axes, saws, or picks. I'm a-going to stay where you sleep all day, where they hung the Turk that invented work in the Big Rock Candy Mountains. I'll see you all this coming fall in the Big Rock Candy Mountains.
Oh, I think that's a superb version. I love his guitar backing. I can't whistle very well at all, so I couldn't do the whistling bit in it. My younger son Mike's favourite line in that song is where they hung the jerk that invented work. And that, you got to admit, that's a great line to have in a song, especially from a song about hobos. Ah, bit of old-time music there for you. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand. We're part of the New Zealand Access Radio Systems, and this show is syndicated around several of the Access Radio stations in New Zealand. So a big shout out to all the people that are listening somewhere around New Zealand to this program. I really enjoy making the show for you. You might be in the Raglan community. We're actually going to be playing there in a couple of weeks' time at the Raglan Christmas in the Park. Look forward to seeing you there. Plains FM in Christchurch, Arrow FM in the Wairarapa, Radio Southland, Otago Access Radio, Wellington Access Radio, Radio Hawke's Bay. Thanks very much for leaving your radio when Back Porch Bluegrass is on. This show is also shared with other Access Radio station programs made in New Zealand with community radio stations in Canada. That's a big mouthful for me to say. And the several stations in Canada that take Back Porch Bluegrass, CFBX in Kamloops, British Columbia, Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland, Radio Fanshawe in London, Ontario, and Prince George, British Columbia. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. In the USA, we've got Bluegrass Planet Radio, and we've got the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. That's in Tennessee. And I'm really delighted that you can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass on radio like that. Of course, lots of you tune in on podcasts, either directly from Free FM or iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Podbean, lots of places you can get there. There's a few that I probably can't name, but they exist. And lots of ways you can listen to Back Porch Bluegrass. I really enjoy your listening. We do have a Facebook page called Back Porch Bluegrass NZ. And my son sort of puts up the weekly playlist that I play, just so you can see the songs and which albums I get them off, and usually what date they were recorded. And I go and have a look at that page every now and then, and if you write something there, a comment, I'll usually get to it. Or you can contact me directly at the station if you write to Free. Go to the Free FM page and just write to the station, and they always forward it to me. Let's get on with the music. One of the first tunes that the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band ever recorded was a Reno and Smiley tune. We got hold of one of their albums and decided we liked their music very much. And it's a crazy song called Barefoot Nelly. And we really liked the sense of humour in the song. And Alan Rhodes on guitar, myself on banjo, Colleen Bain, she was in, on fiddle, David Calder on mandolin, Leonard Cohen on bass voice and a bit of harmonica and dobro, and Sandy McMillan on bass was in this band, and we recorded this crazy version of Barefoot Nelly that had lots of airplay over the years, I think just because it's a mad song written by Don Reno. If you listen closely, you'll hear inventive use of my Scruggs tuners at the end of the song. Well, here's Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, Barefoot Nelly.
Red-headed pig was sitting on a limb. Marsh said, chicken butt Nelly got him wrung his neck and picked him clean. Funniest chicken I ever seen.
Hey, Barefoot Nelly, oh.
In the yard, made three steps and just one died. Never says who you think I am. There, hot wrist and a barrel on a ham.
Hey, Barefoot Nelly, ho, Barefoot Nelly, hey, Barefoot Nelly, all for me.
Now Nelly went to town one day, riding on a load of hay. Sold a man a trip to Mars. She sits behind the bars.
Hey, Barefoot Nelly, oh, Barefoot Nelly, hey, Barefoot Nelly, all for me.
Nell put on her Sunday dress, hoping it would look the best. Made out of an oak wheat sack, oatmeal wrote right on the back.
Hey, Barefoot Nelly, oh.
Got a pair of shoes and she can wear them if she'll choose. So why the heck she's got the blues? She wants to wear size 22s.
Hey, Barefoot Nelly, oh, Barefoot Nelly, hey, Barefoot Nelly, oh,
hey,
Barefoot Nelly, oh, Barefoot Nelly.
Oh, absolutely crazy. And we've been playing bluegrass music for less than 2 years at that point in time, and we all had several licks to our skills and lots of enthusiasm, as you can hear, and we had a great time with the song. I must introduce that to the Trendith boys and see if we ought to do that song. Let's hear from the Bluegrass Album Band. Let's get sensible again. And here's a tune called Don't This Road Look Rough and Rocky.
We'll be many miles apart.
That's the Bluegrass Album Band, who redid a lot of the 1940s, 50s, 60s bluegrass and did a wonderful version of putting it all together. Tony Rice, Doyle Lawson, J.D. Crow, who was Todd Phillips on bass, and Jerry Douglas on the dobro, and they just sang and played beautifully. Ah, something from the Canadian boys now, the Foggy Hogtown Boys from Toronto, from their album Scotch and Sofa. These guys have a crazy sense of humour. You can see that by the photo and just the way they approach the music. And this is a song called Always Been a Rambler. The band is Andrew Collins on mandolin, occasional fiddle, Chris Cool on guitar, and occasional clawhammer banjo, Max Heineman on bass, and he does the lead vocals on the song that I've selected, Chris Quinn on banjo and occasional other instruments, John Showman on fiddle, and they all mix up with the singing and the lead vocals, all that sort of stuff, like most bands do. And here's the song called Always Been a Rambler. Sound there from the Foggy Hogtown Boys. Great to hear them. Very, very good band sound. What are we going to hear? We're going to hear from the Petersons. They toured New Zealand early this year and were a real delight. I went and saw three of their concerts in their delightful family band. Katie Peterson on fiddle and vocals, Ellen Peterson Haygood on banjo and vocals, Matt Peterson on guitar and vocals, Emmett Friends on dobro and vocals, Julianne Peterson on mandolin and vocals, Karen Peterson, that's mum, on bass, and they just do lovely family-based bluegrass music. And here they are with a live recording of the John Denver song, Back Home Again, the Petersons.
There's a storm across the valley, the clouds are rolling in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulder. There's a truck out on the four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from riding on your prayers up in the sky. 10 days on the road, barely gone. There's a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. But it's the light in your eyes that makes him warm. Be back home again. There's all the news to tell him. How'd you spend your time? What's the latest thing the neighbors say? And your mother called last Friday. Sunshine made her cry, and you felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, hey, it's good to be back home again. Tired old body down.
And feel your fingers feather soft upon me. It's the kisses that I live for and the love that lights my way. The happiness that living with you brings me.
It's the sweetest thing I know of. Spending time with you, it's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire softly burning, supper's on the stove. But it's the light in your eyes that makes me warm. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again. Yes, and hey, it's good to be back home again.
It was great having the Petersons in New Zealand, and they put on some very enjoyable concerts. Gained a lot of new fans when they were here. If you're a band in the USA and you want to tour New Zealand, bring your band out and we'll arrange some concerts for you. I can't say that they'll all be as successful as the Petersons. They had a great lineup and a great support crew, and really made something of their concerts. And Mark Mazengarb did a great job of promoting the concert. couple of things coming up. Country music on 12th of December at Morrinsville at the Rotary Club Hall. That's at Christmas night. Always good fun. Some country music and some Christmas carols and a nice supper. Excellent to have. 14th, Christmas in the Park at Raglan. And you'll see the Trenders there. You'll see a choir there doing some singing. Lots of things happening there. All sorts of things coming up. Just attend to them. Really makes the community work. Thanks for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. We'll go out with Bobby Hicks with a fiddle tune that he was noted for, one called Cheyenne. Tune in again next week, won't you? Bye.
Is William, and you're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, MAD, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
You're listening to